You're listening to SBS News.
Indigenous advocacy groups are pushing their message about the lack of appropriate housing for First Nations people ahead of the federal election. National Shelter is a non-government peak organisation that aims to improve housing access for people on low incomes. The group's CEO, Emma Greenhalgh, says so far during the 2022 election campaign, there has been little discussion about the housing crisis for Indigenous populations.
We've seen public comments in the past 12 months that the federal government is walking away from social housing and putting it squarely at the feet of the states and territories. This includes funding for remote Indigenous housing. There has not been a long-term national partnership agreement on remote Indigenous housing since 2018.
The call to address this issue comes in an election priorities paper jointly released by justice groups Change the Record and Everybody's Home. The First Nations Housing Election Priorities paper recommends a sustained long-term commitment to increase and properly resource Aboriginal community-controlled housing to meet the national agreement on closing the gap. Chair of Change the Record, Cheryl Axelby, told SBS News that Indigenous housing has been forgotten by the federal government.
For successive years, governments have really, neglected First Nations housing, which does aggravate, poverty and chronic disease and preventing, our mob from achieving social and economic justice. So, one of our key asks from Change the Record is to provide adequate affordable housing, including an emergency commitment of up to 8,500 new co-designed, culturally appropriate and climate resilient properties to respond to overcrowding crisis, which is not just, it happened through the pandemic. We've been experiencing overcrowding in housing for decades.
According to the most recent Productivity Commission data from 2016, more than 7% of non-Indigenous people lived in overcrowded conditions, but the rate for Indigenous people was 21.1%. Governments around Australia have committed to reducing that figure to at least 12% by 2031 under the historic national agreement on closing the gap. However, the only jurisdictions currently meeting that target are the ACT and Tasmania, whereas the Northern Territory has 61.6% of Indigenous people there living in overcrowded housing. Speaking at a candidate forum into First Nations housing in Leichhardt, Queensland, Kunjandji woman and member for the Socialist Alliance, Pat O'Shane AM, says she would tackle the need for more adequate housing in the region.
I've recently done a trip through the Torres Straits, and what I came across in respect of housing was utterly disgraceful, appalling. I came across families where three generations were housed in one inadequate piece of a structure. Arrangements where health conditions are failing as a consequence of the overcrowding.
Greens candidate for Leichhardt, Philip Musumeci, says his party's housing promise includes direct funding for Indigenous peoples.
The first main policy that Greens are promoting is an actual housing policy, where we're proposing to set up a federal housing trust that will look over the construction of a million homes over 20 years. So it's 50,000 homes per year. And the particular groups we're targeting are women and children in domestic violence situations, First Nations people, and some others that also have trouble accessing homes.
Meanwhile, Leichhardt Labor candidate Elida Faith has pointed to her party's $10 billion Housing Australia Future Fund as a means of addressing this issue.
This is a fund that's going to build 30,000 more social and affordable homes in the first 5 years. $200 million is going to be allocated to the repair and maintenance and improvements for housing in remote Indigenous communities.
The Liberal National Party's federal member for Leichhardt, Warren Ench, was invited to speak at the forum but did not attend. He told the ABC that funding in the housing sector is a joint effort between state and federal governments.
We're doing a lot in housing, particularly in remote housing. We were the ones that put up another $105 million for the Napari scheme. That money hasn't been spent yet. It took about 12 months for the communities to work out where that money needs to go. I've spoken with them repeatedly in relation to additional resources. Give us the numbers that you need so that we can do some funding. But understand, housing is also one that is generally handled by the state. We put bulk amount of money in and the states then distribute it.
The election priorities paper also calls for further funding to the states and territories to ensure existing public housing stock is retrofitted and properly maintained as the climate crisis worsens. Ms. Axelby says co-designing these 8,500 properties is crucial.
If we look at a lot of the rural remote communities in particular, you know, they're actually situated in either like very dry country. They're not purpose-built, you know, for living within, you know, those type of climate environments. And what we're really asking for is, you know, for housing to be co-designed within those different areas, because one model is not going to, you know, fit all. We need actually localised and co-design.
Brooke Young, SBS News.